This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
De jong sampan, de jong sampan, datang dari mana sedia sampai kemana.
This is Front Row in the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Yuri Yep, a singer known for her Shanghai jazz songs, is celebrating 25 years as a professional singer and entertainer. Starting today through to Sunday, she'll be performing Songstress of the Years at the Playhouse. She's here in the studio with Tie Che Xiang, the man at the piano who's responsible for the new musical arrangements in the show. 25 years is a long time.
Yes, Yuri. True.
So looking back, what do you attribute your success to, or the very fact that you are still around?
I don't know, but the music appeared just so naturally in my life. And then actually we started music during the fine arts period when I studied fine arts in school. And we do have a group called the Color Palette. And then we joined the local music movement where can I ask Che Xiang to help a bit to say that about the Kita movements? Because I think this is quite an important period where we have our own music, the songwritings in Chinese, in Malaysia.
So I think this kind of got influences from Taiwan, where in the 1970s, they wanted to write their own songs rather than just listening to American pop songs. But instead, they write their own song in their own language. And this movement, a lot of poets, painters, musicians, or even writers joined forces. And that kind of influenced Malaysia and Singapore. And so in the 1980s, this Singapore folk movement, where in Malaysia we have this Malaysian folk movement that asked us to write our own songs, that movement kind of like gathered force. They call themselves Kita music movement.
And that was in 1990?
Even earlier. In 1988, actually, started Kita.
Okay.
And then later on, we formed our group, the Alternative Music House, in 1991. So it's already 25 years.
Now, Yudi, you started off as a painter. Is that what you studied?
I learned fine art, but at the end, I didn't turn up to be a painter.
But you did, once in a while. I remember 3 years ago when we did kind of a musical called Pisusu. One of the
hang
props
up the painting.
It's actually her painting.
When you talk about this movement and this group which provided this Kita music.
Yes.
Last year, they celebrated their 25 years. So
yes.
This year, you are celebrating your 25 years.
Yes.
This movement is still going strong?
It's still going strong. I would say in the Chinese-Malaysian community that a lot of these, they used to be young, but now they are the...
but still young.
They are the mover and shakers in our scene. So a lot of them actually become like writers, reporters, and even producers for TV program, or even become very respected music teachers
and
all that.
The musicians as well. And the singers.
Singers.
I must admit my own lack of knowledge about the Chinese scene. Where does Shanghai jazz, that kind of scene, where does it appear? I know occasionally it comes up in No Black Tie and more recently Theatre Lounge Cafe, and also that place in Petaling Street.
The old China Cafe.
Where else?
Actually, before that, we the group, Alternative Music House, we do perform in schools. We do have a contest called Hello Songwriting Competition in schools for the secondary school.
Secondary school student. When I was young, I kind of got influenced by that. It was during my school
days. It's really a big way.
Just Young is trying to indicate for us that, you know, he's from a different generation.
But that's a fact. What I want to say is that whole movement kind of also
influenced
us, my generation and the generation beyond, in a way that my generation, a lot of them become famous. And they have their career in Taiwan and also in China.
Like, not in Malaysia.
I mean, you have to kind of like
go out and make yourself
break themselves in this country first before they get pushed out. So we have quite a few.
One of the renowned artists is Fish Leung. And then Arnie, yes. Those very famous in Taiwan. Mm. Yeah. Then we do have some very good musicians also from the era.
What does it take to stay relevant? Because the niche market that you are providing your music for, one is Chinese. Second thing, it's more jazz, Shanghai jazz. So you're not in the popular scene.
Yes.
What do you have to do?
Malaysia, we do have a big crowd who love all this since 46, 50s, our old generation where they came from a long time ago. They still remain the memories of those old songs from Hong Kong or China and the Shanghai. So we do have a big market here where the people really love the old tunes. So what I'm doing in Shanghai Jazz, I think mostly I revise the old tune or reintroduce the old tune to the youngest. The market who support us or support me to survive till now is such kind of nostalgic feel.
Yeah, nostalgia has kind of kept this thing going.
Yes.
But how do you reach out to young audiences? Because nostalgia is only for those who are in their 50s and 60s.
True. But at the same time, I think this is kind of like a continuous influences, not just, you know, those who live through that era, but actually for even youngsters like me or even younger generation in their 20s, I think all of us get that kind of sound from our parents, whether we like it or not, really. When we grew up in,
it just appeared
in our house,
it's just in the wind.
That kind of music is just there. You know, it's in our blood. But for me, the way I approach all these old tunes, most of them even like older than me, is that, really.
He keeps telling how young he is.
No. That's unintentional. Yeah. In fact, a lot of these tunes, like one of the songs that I really, really like called Forever Smile, it was written in 1938.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like what?
Even before my time, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I think you know the writer. He was the one who wrote Rose, Rose, I Love You in Mandarin. Yeah.
So in that way, you know, a lot of these songs, not just in Chinese songs, but as you know, like P. Ramlee, even like American songbooks and all that, they are all written decades, even century ago. Mm. But how do you make them relevant? I think that's the power of music and also the power of words. The thing that they speak about is true, no matter
timeless.
Where you are, no matter when you are, down the road, another 100 years.
You as think long as still
we,
be around?
Yeah, as long as we don't become cyborg and we still have emotion, we still have like love, all this will still touch our hearts.
Yudi, you are singing songs from a particular period, but Che Xiang, you are doing the arrangement.
The arrangement, yes. Mm.
But you are also a person born of late 20th century. What influences your arrangement of songs for Yudi to sing?
So some I will kind of update them into a more modern kind of sound, but some I still pretty much take from that era to wrap it up with this packaging that give you that nostalgic feeling. Because recent years, I think movies of Wong Kar-wai and all that kind of even appeal to youngsters. But they are talking about the age of Qi Pao and this really like happening hairstyle.
Very period.
But for a lot of youngsters, they love that kind of feeling as well.
For me, it's much more like the art or culture, which I think a heritage also, besides is from our parents, it's flowing in the wind. But it's very beautiful that the melodies.
I mean, somebody has to keep the culture alive. Somebody has to kind of maintain the heritage, our legacy. But at the same time, I know young people are on their phones. Young people are listening to... The world has gone smaller, so they're listening to music that's international, not just a particular culture, least of all their own culture. So you have to appeal to them.
Yes.
But you also want to sing the kind of songs or create the kind of music that you want to. So as artists, how do you balance the two? Like, I need an audience, but I also like to do what I want to do.
Exactly. That's why we write our own songs.
Yes, we do have our own songwriting. Yeah. We're trying because you need some belief in your music or what you do. So we can't just take care of everybody, but start from ourselves first. So I think songwriting is the best way where we can express ourselves. Through the music, also the nostalgia can be a train where you can appreciate the beauty in it. So we just try to use the music or singing to reach the audience. We don't know, we can't control all the audience, but we do our best.
What do you yourself listen to now, beyond your own songs and beyond the music, that particular period that you want to perform?
I'm more prefer on spiritual music, actually, to purify myself, because I think I'm more interested on those songs who has a story behind, where I like to know how can people create this kind of the music. What is the thought in people's hearts when they deliver the melodies? So I think I'm more concerned on the spiritual quality.
So would you name some of the singers that you listen to now?
Not a particular singers, but some songs. I don't think I'm a fan for any singers, but for good music. I'm not searching for those songs or who else. But some kind of voice quality really moved me, like Adele. She has a powerful voice that you can go directly into her music world. And then through her word, the way he presenting the thoughts, I think is just interesting. In Chinese, the songwriter in my period, Luo Taiyo, Li Zhongshen, but they're already going very old.
Jason, what do you listen to?
My taste is always quite broad. I still listen to a lot of classical music, so especially Bach and Mahler are two of my favorites. So it's always really good to listen to Mahler live. A lot of time I'll hear things that I wouldn't get listening to recording. In jazz, I try to broaden my taste, not just listening to standard jazz, but rather jazz from all over the world. So now I'm really into this Armenian pianist by the name of Tigran Hamasyan. He's really, really great pianist and composer. And of course, Armenian melodies, like, amazing. And then in rock, I have been liking Radiohead's music for a long time, and their new album is really good. And also David Bowie. And his new album, he did it with some jazz musicians in New York, which to us is kind of like, at last, you know, somebody important acknowledged that jazz is very important, something like that.
For this concert, which starts today and runs through Sunday, very interesting is that, you know, Thursday and Friday, which today and tomorrow, you have one program, Saturday one program, yeah. And then Sunday with two shows, but another program.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a 50% difference in each program because I choose 25 in songwriting and 25 songs in oldies. So that's why we can't sing all.
So there's a mixture of original compositions and
the oldies.
Every evening, yes.
Because 25 years is a long time.
It's a long
even
time.
Even to choose 50
many,
songs.
Many more to say.
Well, you know, you've got your CDs here with very interesting covers. We'll take a picture of them and then put them online for people to see.
Thanks so much.
Songstress of the Years will take place tomorrow and Friday, November 11th, Thursday and Friday at 8 p.m. And the venue is the Playhouse, which is on the second floor of the Pearl Surya Shopping Gallery. So today and Friday, one program. Saturday is a music talk. Music of an era, Kopi Susu in Nanyang, and Yudi will be singing and sharing, and she'll be speaking in Mandarin, and the musician that will be accompanying her is an accordionist, Ling Zi Chong. And then on Sunday, two concerts, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m.
We'll have Julian Chan, the saxophonist,
who will not be performing on Thursday and Friday.
Yes, right.
And tickets for that performance is 85 ringgit. Thank you, too, for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
This is Front Row in the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
I, in Chinese, they say, 我, you, which means, 你. You. No matter what I do, dear, I always think of you, dear, but never know if you think of me. Any I just can't live without you, but never know if you're in love with me.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.